Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Are you married? How do you handle the household expenses? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I advocate a three money pot. Yours, mine, ours. It seems to keep things a little clearer, and couples then often say they have an easier time figuring out how to contribute to the household. Household contributions, I think, should be made by both husband and wife, unless one is staying home full-time and managing the household. Salary.com found in 2009 the average equitable salary for a stay-at-home parent, $138,095. That's a significant contribution to the household. Couples considering having children should consult a good insurance broker to get term life insurance, which ensures that your family is protected in the event of the death of either parent. Term life insurance is relatively inexpensive, sometimes pennies a day. It's for a specific period of time, such as 10 or 20 years, usually the amount of time it takes to raise a family or pay off a mortgage. If something were to happen to either insured parent, the other would be financially compensated through that insurance for the loss of the spouse's contribution. Term life insurance can help you sleep easier at night. Setting aside money to pay the premiums might require removing an item such as Saturday morning bagels and coffee from your discretionary budget. But just remember, the key word in financial planning is planning. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I help you figure out a very easy way of creating a budget. In fact, I call it a spending plan. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.